Guaranteeing you to win the day here on 98.9 The Buzz, Fizzano and Sandy with James Whittaker.
The win the day promise. That's what we deliver.
Well, last week we started off with three things you can do.
That's right. So the three things that you need to do for your morning routine is to affirm your success, do something difficult, and set your priorities. If you can do those three things, your day is going, you're going to win the day automatically, and it's just the morning. And there is the old expression, win the morning, win the day. But what happens for the rest of the day? So that's what I wanted to talk about today.
Excellent.
Okay. And I don't know if anybody's been doing it, but I already notice a huge difference.
Week two is all about upgrading your evening routine. This is very, very important because what you do the night before sets the tone for how you're going to show up the next day. So step one for your evening routine starts with having a consistent time that you go to sleep and a consistent time of when you wake up. So the sleep science says that if you can do that, you will gradually reduce the amount of sleep you require while also having more energy. And the reason that I created this win the day action plan, this win the day system, is because I realized as I became a parent and my wife works, I work, we both travel a ton. There are a lot of people out there who are like that. You have two working parents, you've got young kids, you've got career responsibilities, you have lost your sense of self in many ways. There are so many reasons that we need to get all of this stuff back on track. So I know it can be quite difficult to do this, but just as best you can, go to sleep at the same time and wake up at the same time so you can have that consistency. That's step one.
Even on the weekends.
I know this one sucks. Yes, apparently even on the weekends, the sleep doctor says. My wife and I, we, again, as much as we can with our two young kids, we love the idea of we let our kids know that tomorrow is a day that you can sleep in, please, because we want to sleep in.
Leave us alone.
Please sleep in.
Yeah, please. Well, it's funny because kids already do wake up at the same time, at least the little ones. Like, I know my daughter gets up like 6:30 for school, and then Saturday mornings, 6:30, I hear a little pitter-patter of little feet coming running down the stairs.
All right. Number one, consistency.
That's right.
Number two is to increase your daily activity. When I interviewed the sleep doctor, an amazing guy called Dr. Michael Bruce, he said to me, sleep is recovery. And if you don't do anything to recover from, you're not going to sleep particularly well. And I thought that was really interesting. A lot of times people, we feel like we can't sleep. It's because we're not tired enough because we haven't physically and mentally exhausted ourselves. So if you can go out there and do something physical, you know, go burn a few calories, go do a gym session, whatever you feel like you got to do, or do something to stimulate your brain, then you're going to be much more tired, which means you're going to be much more likely to fall asleep. And clearly that's a much better option than resorting to, you know, sleeping pills or alcohol or anything else that you might want to help you fall asleep. So that's number two, is do something that your body can recover from to improve your sleep.
If you do something that exhausts your body physically, mentally, does that help? Your mind goes crazy at night when you... You know what I mean?
Yeah. My brain is a beehive, just speaking from my own personal experience. So when I'm exhausted, if I've done, you know, like a speaking engagement, a podcast or a gym session, or even stack a few of those things on top of each other, I'm absolutely wiped and I'm out very, very quickly. Okay. And I don't have any sleep issues because the body is so tired and it needs that rest.
Oh, isn't
so
that
that's
interesting?
What we're striving for.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Tire yourself out.
And number three, no caffeine after 2 p.m.
I
know there
Sandra,
are some people.
Oh, wait, I do my 3 o'clock coffee. Oh, nope. Two. Okay. Mm.
It's because the half-life of caffeine, it's very, very long. Like how long this stays in your system for is very, very long. If you're having a coffee that's still in your system 8 hours later, and I used to be one of those people that would say, oh, you know, I can drink a coffee and then, you know, if it's after dinner, I could have a shot of espresso and it wouldn't impact my sleep. But the reality is that even if you don't think it impacts your sleep, it still impacts your sleep. So that was something that I did. So I try and I have two coffees a day. I have my first one at about 8 a.m. and I have my second one at about midday. And I recently switched over to an espresso pod called Half Caffeinetto, I think it's called. It's like a slightly reduced caffeine. It's about 30% less caffeine because I realized that I'm not trying to go crazy on caffeine. I just want something. I love the coffee ritual and I do want a little bit of caffeine to feel good.
The act of drinking coffee. I think that's why I do it too. I'll even drink my water in a coffee mug. I don't know what it is about a coffee mug. I just, okay.
Yeah. So there's a comfort to it. Maybe you should try decaf then.
Yeah. Again, are you doing it for the ritual or are you doing it for the caffeine? If you're doing it for the caffeine, perhaps consider a lower caffeine pod or maybe not have as much coffee, depending on the method of which you're making your coffee. Or you could switch to a complete decaf or just make it earlier in the day or switch to something like a herbal tea, even a bone broth, whatever you want. If you just like that feeling of a nice warm drink in the afternoons.
Yeah. Okay, Sandra.
Do that. So we've got morning already from last week. We got the evening done now. This is it. This is how we win the day. We're taking baby steps here, but it's all going to add up to some really good stuff.
Nice.
All right. So now a little teasy tease for next week. What are we focusing on?
Next week is goal setting. This is the deep questions. If you asking yourself deep questions about who am I, what do I want? These are the two questions where we tie all this stuff in together.
James, this is great. James Whitaker, find his Win the Day podcast wherever you get your podcast, including Spotify, where you can actually, you know, like leave messages for him and stuff like that.
Yeah. If you're listening to the Win the Day podcast on Spotify, leave a comment or a question. I love that as a way of engaging with people who are enjoying the show.